Everybody, it's Dan. So in this video, we're going to talk to you about whether you should have one website just on its own or one website per product that you have.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, good morning. Hope you're well today. So just heading down to the Beachfront Cafe for a business meeting with one of the guys that works with me, Graham. But in this video, we're going to talk to you about websites and how many websites you should have. I think it's something that's not really talked about overly. I've not really seen it, so I think it could be quite useful. So going back, 12, 15 years ago, I used to own a lettings agency, and that lettings agency had several websites. So we had the main lettings agency website, and then we'd have short-term city lets. That was a website of ours. Then we'd have furniture packages. And actually, we'd also have landlord furniture packages. We'd have .com, .co.uk. We'd have a .uk. We'd even have what was one of the other ones? We had a random .org for some reason. I don't even know how we got that one. Anyway, we had all sorts of different websites. And, we used to own the first page of Google. Not just on one website, but on several websites. So, the landlord furniture packages one. We had furniture dash packages. Literally, when you type furniture packages, London, Leeds, Manchester, we owned the first page of Google. Every single listing was one of our websites. And so that actually worked really well for us, because it meant that it pushed all our competitors down. Now, is that something you should follow as well? Is that a specific way of running a business? And it could be, but there's some caveats, and that's what this is about. I just want to go through how we did it, why we did it, and on what basis. So our lettings agency had a very specific brand name, and the brand name was the website. So it wasn't search engine optimized, the name, that is. The website was very optimized, but the name itself wasn't. And there's still a myth that pervades even today that if you've got, let's just say plumbersinleeds.co.uk, some people would say that you don't need to have your keywords in the domain name. It doesn't make any difference with Google. And I think that's sort of rubbish, quite frankly. I still think, all things being equal, if you can have the keywords in the domain name, like plumbers in Leeds, if you're looking for a 24-hour plumber in Leeds, you should have a domain name, 24hourplumberleeds.co.uk. That's the ideal situation that you want there. But if you haven't got that, it's not the end of the world, because you can still rank your other website. But it just makes it easier. And not only that, if you've got three or four different websites and you're able to knock the other plumbers, then who's going to get that phone call? You're going to get that phone call, not the other plumbers that were hoping to rank on page one of Google. So this is a caveat. If it's a very specific product or service, then yes, you can have multiple different websites. However, they have to be hosted on different domain names, different hosts, website hosts. You can't have them all hosted under Reg123. If you've got 10 different domain names all hosted under the same thing, Google looks at that and it pretty much knows what you're doing. So, and also, by the way, trying to cheat Google, it's very hard to do, it has to be said. But I don't think there's any harm in doing that. But it also depends on how much money you've got. Like, with our lettings agency, we had plenty of cash coming in, and so we could afford to do it. I was doing the marketing, I was in charge of it, I knew what I was doing, so we didn't have to pay an external company to create a brand new website every time and then do the SEO on it. I was doing it, so it was a very cost-effective way. But if you're a brand new company and your cash flow is not there yet, then you don't want to be messing about with getting all these extra domain names and websites websites designed, and then for them to be search engine optimized. It's just going to take too much time and too much resource away from you, when that money could be better spent bringing in more direct results, like Google ads or Facebook ads or whatever that happens to be. So this should not be your first thing that you're concentrating on. It should be like the 10th, the 15th or 20th. You've got your newspaper ads, you've got your leaflet drops, you've got Facebook ads, you've got Google ads, you're on LinkedIn, you're doing a networking event. Get all that lot in place first, and then you can go and start buying extra domain names. But before you just go out and start buying willy-nilly, you need to come and speak to someone who actually knows what they're doing, like us, and talk to us about SEO and what the website is and what your product or service is. And let's just talk about products and services today. So let's say that you've got boiler repairs and that's something that you offer. And I use Leeds because that's my hometown. So boiler repairs Leeds, is that something that people might type on Google? Might be. 24-hour emergency plumber, leaky tap, Leeds.co.uk. It depends on, you know, what do you sell? What's your biggest selling product? And if it happens to be leaking taps, then yeah, you should have, you know, leakytapleads.co.uk. It's probably not the best domain name, and there's probably better keywords that you can think of that I haven't thought of just yet. But you could have that. So you've got to take it, you've got to host it elsewhere, put it on a different server. So if you normally use Reg123, use LCN. If you normally use LCN and Reg123, use SiteGround. There's Bluehost, there's a billion different hosting companies, and that will all work very well. Now, this is the thing that we did, was that when we had all these different websites, we would actually brand them exactly the same. So when somebody landed on a website, maybe slightly different colours, but the logos were the same. They knew that was one of our websites, because this is part of a brand building. When they land on a website called 24houremergencyplumber.co.uk, and they can see that it's Bob the Plumber, and, you know, ranking number one for that key term is bobtheplumber.co.uk, and ranking number two is leeds24hourplumber.co.uk, and they click on both because that's what people are going to do, they see it's the same person. We like that, because then people are going in their minds, wow, this guy knows what he's doing. Now they might not want to use you, but they weren't going to use you anyway, so it doesn't really matter. The key here is for you to be as visible as possible. Now, rather than spending the money on a website that ranks, is there an alternative? And yes, there is. You could use Google, Google Ads, Google Pay-Per-Click. But the downside with Google Pay-Per-Click is that once you set it up, fine, you might start generating some leads. But then you've got to do it the next month, and the next month, and the next month, and the next month. And so actually what we would suggest is a two-pronged approach. So you've got your normal existing website, okay, great. Then you do all the other stuff, leaflet drops and business cards and cars signed up and networking events and newspaper ads. You get all that stuff done as well. Then you go and buy the next website. Oh, and you should be also having your Google pay-per-click ads already running. And then once you've got your second website, you still run the Google pay-per-click. You might drop it a little bit as you're spending some money on a second site, but then you start slowly transitioning to a second site and a third site and a fourth site. You might still actually run Google pay-per-click to your main site. Because this is the thing. If someone's looking for a 24-hour plumber, and let's say there's 300 searches every single month on that, in my mind, I want all 300 people to buy from me. I don't want them to go to my competitor. Heck, I want my competitor to go bust. I want to put them out of business. I want all that traffic, all that search traffic, all that business to go to my plumbing company. And I want all 300. You know, when I look at how many people are searching for a key phrase, and it's 300-400 people a month. And then I look at how many people have landed on our website this month. And it's like 10% of that. I'm like, dude, what's going on? How do we mop that up? How do we go out and take on, let's say it's website design leads, how do we go on and take out all the other website designers in Leeds so all the business comes to us, so that they have to go and get a job at McDonald's? Like, I know that sounds ultra competitive and ultra aggressive. It should be ultra aggressive. This is business. This is about you putting food on the table and your family eating. And not just that, it's about you going on the best holiday you can and living your best life and driving the best car and going first class and all this stuff and growing the business so you've got multiple businesses all bringing in hundreds of grand a month. You know, that's the whole point. We get one life. We should go out there and take it by the scruff of the collar and get what we want out of it. And so if you're not at that stage yet, then maybe it's time to speak to us, because maybe that's something that we can help you with. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful. It gives you an insight into how my brain works a little bit from a business aggressive point of view. It gives you an insight into, you know, should you have more than one website? Should you have a a website per product? Should you be running Google Pay-Per-Click? And at what point should you be getting extra websites? And at what point should you be running Google Pay-Per-Click? And what other marketing should you be putting in place? And if you want a hand with all of that, come and give us a call, fill in one of our strategy sessions, get me on the phone, and we'll have a chat about how we can help you win more business. Hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latto. We'll catch up with you on the next video. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.